Books on Tape presents For Love of Politics, Bill and Hillary Clinton, The White House Years, by Sally Bedell Smith. Read by Mark Cashman. The truth is, most politicians are not candid with people. They try to act like they hate politics, and oh, this is a burden, I just had to do it. When the truth is, most of them love it, and wouldn't do anything else on a dime if they could avoid it. Bill Clinton. Introduction. One evening in the winter of 1998, Bill and Hillary Clinton invited a small group of friends to watch a movie in the theater at the White House. Since the beginning of the Clinton presidency, invitations to these evenings had become badges of status, and they promised an opportunity to spend informal time with the first couple. Everyone gathered outside the luxurious screening room in the East Wing, grabbed some soda and popcorn, and then found places amid the rows of 51 beige upholstered seats. Typically, the Clintons showed films that were about to open in theaters, making guests feel like insiders. But on this night, the film was a 3-year-old comedy, Something to Talk About, starring Julia Roberts, Dennis Quaid, and Kira Sedgwick. The President and First Lady sat in 2 of the 4 large armchairs in the front row, and the guests settled themselves for a welcome respite from weeks of headlines about the President's involvement with Monica Lewinsky, a 24-year-old White House intern. 5 days after the story had broken on January 21st, Bill Clinton had stood before television cameras, wagged his finger, and emphatically denied having had sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. The next day...